Greetings, family. Welcome to today's podcast reading. I'm Fernando, your host. Let's go ahead and open this meeting, this session, Bible study, with the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, everyone, for coming on here today. Let's go ahead and open this session again with taking communion. Lord, we thank you that you went to the cross for us, Lord, and paid the price. Lord, we thank you that you make all things possible for us, Lord, even to make it to heaven. Thank you for paying all our debts, Lord, by your death on the cross, by your death, by your own word and your own setup and your administration of your words. Lord, and the penalty for doing wrong, you paid it for us, Lord, out of your love and your concern for us, that we may not go to eternity hell, to live in hell eternally. Thank you, Jesus Christ. You paid our eternal debt, our debt we could not pay. Thank you for the whipping you have. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the cuts in your back, the lashes. Thank you, Jesus Christ, that you did this for us, Lord. You did it for me. You did it for I may be in heaven with you. I choose, yes, I choose the cross. I choose, yes, yes, the Lord Jesus Christ. You did it for us. You did it for me. Thank you, Lord, for loving us and fixing us up and penetrating your love into our hearts and minds. In Christ Jesus, be it unto us, Lord God, according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, that you died for us. Thank you, Jesus, that you paid the penalty. Thank you, Jesus, for this broken bread, Lord. Your body, that signifies your body. You died for us, Lord. We thank you for it. Let's go ahead and partake of the bread of life. Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. Thank you, Lord, for making us right. Thank you, Lord, for making us effective. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Then Jesus took the cup and he said, drink this. This is my blood for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood that dropped in this earth, Lord. You left your blood behind. And your blood ever speaks redemption, Lord. Thank you for redeeming us, Lord. You were wrongfully accused, wrongfully put to death on my behalf, Lord Jesus. We thank you. I thank you for that. Thank you, Lord, that the blood purifies all impurities, Lord. We just thank you. You made us whole. You sanctify us through your word and through your blood, Jesus. We are sanctified. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Let's partake of the blood of Jesus. It is the new covenant. We're discerning the Lord's body. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us indeed, making us brand new creatures in Christ Jesus. We are more than conquerors through Christ that loved us. We are world overcomers because Jesus Christ lives in us. Greater is Jesus that is in us than he that's in the world. I am blessed. I am strong. I am rich because of what the Lord has done for me. I am a new creation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus Christ. I am of the beloved. Amen and amen. And now a reading, a portion of the Bible, the book of John. Amen. Chapter 6. After this, Jesus crossed over to the far side of the Sea of Galilee, also known as the Sea of Tiberias. A huge crowd kept following him wherever he went, because they saw his miraculous signs as he healed the sick. Then Jesus climbed a hill and sat down with his disciples around him. It was nearly time for the Jewish Passover celebration. Jesus soon saw a huge crowd of people coming to look for him. Turning to Philip, he asked, "Where can we buy bread to feed all these people?" He was testing Philip, for he already knew what he was going to do. Philip replied, "Even if we worked for months, we wouldn't have enough money to feed them." Then Andrew, Simon's Peter's brother, spoke up. "There's a young boy here with 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes. But what good is that with this huge crowd?" "Tell everyone to sit down," Jesus said. So they all sat down on the grassy slopes. The men alone numbered about 5,000. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks to God, and distributed to them to the people. Afterwards, he did the same with the fish, and they all ate as much as they wanted. After everyone was full, Jesus told his disciples, "Now gather the leftovers so that nothing is wasted." So they picked up the pieces and filled 12 baskets with scraps left by the people who had eaten from the 5 barley loaves. And when the people saw him do this miraculous sign, they exclaimed, "Surely he is the prophet we have been expecting." Then Jesus saw that they were ready to force him to be their king. He slipped away into the hills by himself. That evening, Jesus' disciples went down to the shores to wait for him. But as darkness fell and Jesus still hadn't come back, they got into the boat and headed across the lake toward Capernaum. Soon a gale swept down upon them and the sea grew very rough. They had rowed 3 or 4 miles when suddenly they saw Jesus walking on the water toward the boat. They were terrified, but he called out on them, "Don't be afraid, I am here." Then they were eager to let him in the boat, and immediately they arrived at their destination. The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the far shore saw that the disciples had taken the only boat, and they realized Jesus had not gone with them. Several boats from Tiberias landed near the place where the Lord had blessed the bread and the people had eaten. So when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went across to Capernaum to look for him. They found him on the other side of the lake and asked, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. You wanted to be with me because I fed you, not because you understood the miraculous signs. But don't be so concerned about perishable things like food. Spend your energy seeking the eternal life that the Son of Man can give you. For God the Father has given me the seal of his approval." The people replied, "We want to form God's works too. What shall we do?" Jesus told them, "This is the only work God wants you to do. Believe in the one he has sent." They answered, "Show us a miraculous sign if you want us to believe in you. What can you do? After all, our ancestors ate manna while they journeyed through the wilderness. The scripture says, Moses gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said, "I tell you the truth. Moses didn't give you bread from heaven. My Father did. And now he offers you the true bread from heaven. The true bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "give us that bread every day." Jesus replied, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But you haven't believed in me, though you have seen me. However, those the Father has given me will come to me, and I will never reject them. For I have come down from heaven to do the will of God who sent me, not to do my own will. And this is the will of God, that I should not lose even one of all those he has given me, but that I should raise them up at the last day. For it is my Father's will that all who see his Son and believe in him should have eternal life. I will raise them up at the last day. Then the people began to murmur in disagreement because he had said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They said, isn't this Jesus, the son of Joseph? We know his father and mother. How can he say, I came down from heaven? But Jesus replied, stop complaining about what I said, for no one can come to me unless the Father who sends me draws them to me. And at the last day, I will raise them up. As it is written in the scriptures, they will all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has ever seen the Father. Only I, who was sent from God, have seen him. I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes has eternal life. Yes, I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, but they all died. Anyone who eats the bread from heaven, however, will never die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever. And this bread, which I will offer so the world may live, is my flesh. Then the people began arguing with each other about what he meant. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? They asked. So Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you cannot have eternal life with you. But anyone who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise that person at the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Anyone who eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. I live because of the living Father who sent me. In the same way, anyone who feeds on me will live because of me. I am the true bread that came down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will not die as your ancestors did, even though they ate the manna, but will live forever. He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. Many of his disciples said, this is very hard to understand. How can anyone accept it? Jesus was aware that his disciples were complaining, so he said to them, does this offend you? Then what will you think if you see the Son of Man ascending to heaven again? The Spirit alone gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes nothing. And the very words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But some of you do not believe me. For Jesus knew from the beginning which ones didn't believe, and he knew who would betray him. Then he said, that is why I said that people can't come to me unless the Father gives them to me. At this point, many of his disciples turned away and deserted him. Then Jesus turned to the 12 and asked, are you also going to leave? Simon Peter piped up, Lord, to whom would we go? You have the words that give eternal life. We believe and we know you are the Holy One of God. Then Jesus said, I chose the 12 of you, but one of you is a devil. He was speaking of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, one of the 12, who would later betray him. Amen. I've been reading to you from the New Living Translations. I'm going to go ahead and do a word study on this chapter. In other words, we're going to look at the Amplified Bible, the Passion Bible, the Message Bible, and talk about the key verses on this that brought up questions for me in my heart. And the very thing, but for right now, let me give you one, the thing that really resonates in my heart and my mind. And the very words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Amen. Amen. They are spirit and life. Listening to the word of God gives us faith and hope and belief. I have spoken to you, folks, these words of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and they are spirit and life. Be sealed in these words in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ and Savior. Amen and amen. Greetings, family. Welcome to today's podcast reading. I'm Fernando, your host. Let's go ahead and open this meeting, this session, Bible study, with the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, everyone, for coming on here today. Let's go ahead and open this session again with taking communion. Lord, we thank you that you went to the cross for us, Lord, and paid the price. Lord, we thank you that you make all things possible for us, Lord, even to make it to heaven. Thank you for paying all our debts, Lord, by your death on the cross, by your death, by your own word and your own setup and your administration of your words, Lord, and the penalty for doing wrong. You paid it for us, Lord, out of your love and your concern for us, that we may not go to eternity hell, to live in hell eternally. Thank you, Jesus Christ. You paid our eternal debt, our debt we could not pay. Thank you for the whipping you have. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the cuts in your back, the lashes. Thank you, Jesus Christ, that you did this for us, Lord. You did it for me. You did it for I may be in heaven with you. I choose, yes, I choose the cross. I choose, yes, yes, the Lord Jesus Christ. You did it for us. You did it for me. Thank you, Lord, for loving us and fixing us up and penetrating your love into our hearts and minds. In Christ Jesus, be it unto us, Lord God, according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, that you died for us. Thank you, Jesus, that you paid the penalty. Thank you, Jesus, for this broken bread, Lord. Your body, that signifies your body. You died for us, Lord. We thank you for it. Let's go ahead and partake of the bread of life. Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. Thank you, Lord, for making us right. Thank you, Lord, for making us effective. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Then Jesus took the cup and he said, drink this. This is my blood for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood that dropped in this earth, Lord. You left your blood behind. And your blood ever speaks redemption, Lord. Thank you for redeeming us, Lord. You were wrongfully accused, wrongfully put to death on my behalf, Lord Jesus. We thank you. I thank you for that. Thank you, Lord, that the blood purifies all impurities, Lord. We just thank you. You made us whole. You sanctify us through your word and through your blood, Jesus. We are sanctified. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Let's partake of the blood of Jesus. It is the new covenant. We're discerning the Lord's body. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us indeed, making us brand new creatures in Christ Jesus. We are more than conquerors through Christ that loved us. We are world overcomers because Jesus Christ lives in us. Greater is Jesus that is in us than he that's in the world. I am blessed. I am strong. I am rich because of what the Lord has done for me. I am a new creation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus Christ. I am of the beloved. Amen and amen. And now a reading, a portion of the Bible, the book of John. Amen. Chapter 6. After this, Jesus crossed over to the far side of the Sea of Galilee, also known as the Sea of Tiberias. A huge crowd kept following him wherever he went because they saw his miraculous signs as he healed the sick. Then Jesus climbed a hill and sat down with his disciples around him. It was nearly time for the Jewish Passover celebration. Jesus soon saw a huge crowd of people coming to look for him. Turning to Philip, he asked, "Where can we buy bread to feed all these people?" He was testing Philip, for he already knew what he was going to do. Philip replied, "Even if we worked for months, we wouldn't have enough money to feed them." Then Andrew, Simon's Peter brother, spoke up. "There's a young boy here with 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes. But what good is that with this huge crowd?" "Tell everyone to sit down," Jesus said. So they all sat down on the grassy slopes. The men alone numbered about 5,000. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks to God, and distributed to them to the people. Afterwards, he did the same with the fish, and they all ate as much as they wanted. After everyone was full, Jesus told his disciples, "Now gather the leftovers so that nothing is wasted." So they picked up the pieces and filled 12 baskets with scraps left by the people who had eaten from the 5 barley loaves. And when the people saw him do this miraculous sign, they exclaimed, "Surely he is the prophet we have been expecting." Then Jesus saw that they were ready to force him to be their king. He slipped away into the hills by himself. That evening, Jesus' disciples went down to the shores to wait for him. But as darkness fell and Jesus still hadn't come back, they got into the boat and headed across the lake toward Capernaum. Soon a gale swept down upon them and the sea grew very rough. They had rowed 3 or 4 miles when suddenly they saw Jesus walking on the water toward the boat. They were terrified, but he called out on them, "Don't be afraid, I am here." Then they were eager to let him in the boat, and immediately they arrived at their destination. The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the far shore saw that the disciples had taken the only boat, and they realized Jesus had not gone with them. Several boats from Tiberias landed near the place where the Lord had blessed the bread and the people had eaten. So when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went across to Capernaum to look for him. They found him on the other side of the lake and asked, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. You wanted to be with me because I fed you, not because you understood the miraculous signs. But don't be so concerned about perishable things like food. Spend your energy seeking the eternal life that the Son of Man can give you. For God the Father has given me the seal of his approval." The people replied, "We want to form God's works too. What shall we do?" Jesus told them, "This is the only work God wants you to do. believe in the one he has sent. They answered, show us a miraculous sign if you want us to believe in you. What can you do? After all, our ancestors ate manna while they journeyed through the wilderness. The scripture says, Moses gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus said, I tell you the truth, Moses didn't give you bread from heaven. My Father did. And now he offers you the true bread from heaven. The true bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Sir, they said, give us that bread every day. Jesus replied, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But you haven't believed in me, though you have seen me. However, those the Father has given me will come to me, and I will never reject them. For I have come down from heaven to do the will of God who sent me, not to do my own will. And this is the will of God, that I should not lose even one of all those he has given me, but that I should raise them up at the last day. For it is my Father's will that all who see his Son and believe in him should have eternal life. I will raise them up at the last day. Then the people began to murmur in disagreement because he had said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They said, isn't this Jesus, the son of Joseph? We know his father and mother. How can he say, I came down from heaven? But Jesus replied, stop complaining about what I said, for no one can come to me unless the Father who sends me draws them to me. And at the last day, I will raise them up. As it is written in the scriptures, they will all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has ever seen the Father. Only I, who was sent from God, have seen him. I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes has eternal life. Yes, I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, but they all died. Anyone who eats the bread from heaven, however, will never die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever. And this bread, which I will offer so the world may live, is my flesh. Then the people began arguing with each other about what he meant. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? They asked. So Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you cannot have eternal life with you. But anyone who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. And I will raise that person at the last day. For my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink. Anyone who eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. I live because of the living Father who sent me. In the same way, anyone who feeds on me will live because of me. I am the true bread that came down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will not die as your ancestors did, even though they ate the manna, but will live forever. He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. Many of his disciples said, this is very hard to understand. How can anyone accept it? Jesus was aware that his disciples were complaining. So he said to them, does this offend you? Then what will you think if you see the Son of Man ascending to heaven again? The Spirit alone gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes nothing. And the very words I have spoken to you our spirit and life. But some of you do not believe me. For Jesus knew from the beginning which ones didn't believe, and he knew who would betray him. Then he said, That is why I said that people can't come to me unless the Father gives them to me. At this point, many of his disciples turned away and deserted him. Then Jesus turned to the 12 and asked, "Are you also going to leave?" Simon Peter piped up, "Lord, to whom would we go? You have the words that give eternal life. We believe and we know you are the Holy One of God." Then Jesus said, "I chose the 12 of you, but one of you is a devil." He was speaking of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, one of the 12, who would later betray him. Amen. I've been reading to you from the New Living Translations. I'm going to go ahead and do a word study on this chapter. In other words, we're going to look at the Amplified Bible, the Passion Bible, the Message Bible, and talk about the key verses on this that brought up questions for me in my heart. The very thing, but for right now, let me give you one, the thing that really resonates in my heart and my mind. And the very words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Amen. Amen. They are spirit and life. Listening to the word of God gives us faith and hope and belief. I have spoken to you, folks, these words of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and they are spirit and life. Be sealed in these words, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ and Savior. Amen and amen.